CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. We'll start out this evening with pre-net check-ins, then we'll go into brand-new amateur radio operators, and then we'll start the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, there is an echoing station. We'll get an echoing station in between there. So, starting off with the pre-net check-in list, we have W4FCM. That's Fred over in Traveler's Rest. Bring him with him. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. Appreciate you being there with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. KI4LZI, that's Andy over in Table Rock. Appreciate you being here tonight, Andy. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KW4TS, that's Jim in Pelzer. KM4BLH, that's Kurt over in Greenville. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. KO4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. KG4PFI and KG4QLQ, that's Don and Linda in Piedmont, South Carolina. Good to have you with tonight, Don. Till Linda, we said hello. KO4 is WWZ, that's Chandler. He's over in Easley. Good to have you with tonight, Chandler. KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylor's. KO4RUR, that's Chris in Greenville. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KA4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. K4OIM, that's Walt, our Tuesday night net control operator. That's Walt in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. KG4WNP, that's Landon in Blairsville, Georgia. I don't know if you're listening or not, Landon, but appreciate you being here. Appreciate you taking the time to use the pre-net check-in functionality from Blairsville, Florida. KO4HKX, that's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And KO4ROW, that's Richard over in Greenville. That's 20 stations using the pre-net check-in tonight. Appreciate everybody that used pre-net check-in. That's what it's there for. It's there if you're needing to check in, but you can't be there right on time or you're in a hurry. We still like to get you checked in, so that's functionality you can use, and it looks like people are putting it to good use. Do we have any brand-new amateur radio operators? Brand-new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before, they're not quite sure of the protocol for checking into a net, and they're hesitating a little bit to squeeze that mic. This is your opportunity. Just squeeze the mic and throw out your call, and I will do the rest. Okay, looks like we don't have any brand new amateur radio operators out there this evening, but we will keep trying. We do have an Echolink station. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
48, please check in KK4BBB, Lou. I'll be negative, and I'm currently in Ona, West Virginia right now.
Okay, net control would like to recognize Lou in West Virginia this evening. Good to have you with us, Lou. You sound good on the Echo Link. You're the only one there, so appreciate you being there with us tonight. Take care and be safe up there in West Virginia. We're going to start the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. It's Friday night, so we'll begin with Uniform through Zulu. Stations with the first letter, a suffix in their call that begins with letters U through Z. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative, listening in. Everybody have a nice night.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4BWA. That's my flying buddy over in Inman. Steve, good to have you. Nice, Steve. Hope you're feeling better. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Uniform through Zulu group that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
I know I'm out of order, but there seems to be somebody broadcasting APRS on the repeater frequency. Please check the negative and negative.
Hello? Kilo Oscar, Florida Whiskey, Whiskey's in me. Can you mark me down for some comments, please?
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KI4MRA, that's Fred, over in Greer, I think it is, Fred, that's what I put, that's where I have you. Hearing packet on 2-meter FM. That might be somebody you might be hearing that on the input. Not sure there, Fred, or hearing it on their output, because I'm not hearing it on the repeater. It doesn't sound like it's keying up the repeater. So if you're hearing it on this frequency, it's likely that they have their radio tuned to 146.61 without any shift for transmit. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Take care. Stay safe. And KO4WWZ, that's Chandler. I have you down for comments, Chandler, so we'll be back to you in a little bit. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix your call that begins with letters A through D would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be short time tonight, Dave.
Hey, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative, negative.
Hey, W. Name Dave. Please check in. K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey, Roland and Pickens. Negative, negative. And a very good evening to all.
Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta, Mike, Jim and Taylor's, be negative, negative.
Check in AA4QS, and M4DME, Paul. We in the co-op, be negative, and the hell up on that.
All right, that was a good group. Net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick, and is bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KK4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont requesting short time. Feel free to secure at your leisure, Rick. Appreciate you being here. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. You guys take care and stay safe. And N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Jerry, you're sounding good. Sound like you're sitting right here in the room with me. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. And K1CJW, that's Roland over in Pickens. Sounding good too, Roland. Appreciate you being here. KO4BDM, that's my buddy Jim. He's just right across the woods from me. I can just poke my head above the trees. I can see his house. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Take care. Stay safe. AA4QS, that's Donald. Bring it with him. N4DME, that's Paul. They're down in Toccoa, Georgia. Good to have you with us tonight, Donald. Tell Paul we said hello. You guys stay safe. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative and negative.
DJW. Good hearing you tonight. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4CHY, that's Keith over in Seneca. You're sounding good, Keith. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley. You're sounding good as well, Dave. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter, a suffix that call that begins with letters E through H. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Good evening, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4, Easy N, Harry and Candler, and I'll stick around for comment.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4HHC, that's Warren over in Taylor's. You sounded good, Warren. Appreciate you being here. And KC4EZN, that's Harry and Candler, and I have you down for comments, Harry. We will be back to you in a little bit. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we'll move it on up to the India through Lima group. Station with the first letter of the suffix they call that begins with letters I through L. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
JW. Please check in Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4, JKV. My name's Duncan, over in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, sounding really good from Tuxedo this evening. Good to have you tonight, James. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, you sounding good. Tell Donna we said hello. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And KO4JKV, that's Duncan over in Asheville. You're sounding good, Duncan. Not a one bit of white noise on you. I don't know. Everybody sounded really good on the repeater this evening, and the buds are coming out. Doesn't make sense. you would think that there's pollen all over the place and there's buds coming out, and you'd think that the two meters would be bad tonight, but it's absolutely clear as a bell. Go figure. That's propagation. Anybody else in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, we'll bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Station with the first letter suffix you call that begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. Dave, I missed my spot for the announcement. I'm so sorry. I had the radio set up wrong. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. And I need to make a quick cue so it's rolling real quick, please.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KO4NUE, that's Chad. Bring with him KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna. That's our our Monday and Tuesday night Net Control. Plus, Chad does other nights as well. So appreciate that, Chad. You can make your announcement if you want to, and then follow that up with calling your station. You don't have to. It's not like a get it at the beginning of the net or don't get it at all. Or you can wait to the end of the roll call. It's your call. But go ahead, call your station, and if you feel like it, you can go ahead and make your announcement as well.
Make an announcement real quick. So tomorrow night I'll be calling the net tomorrow night and on Tuesday nights. All stations listening, if you're interested in learning about QRN and QRM and, learn a little bit about your radio, how the reverse function works, and inputs and outputs on a repeater, check in tomorrow night and I'll give some more details, and just want to take an opportunity for some of the stations out there, younger stations, less experienced stations, to kind of learn about that. And maybe do some training on Tuesday nights for anybody that's interested. Training after the net, of course. With that, I'll keep it brief. But K1CJW, this is KO4NUE.
Go ahead, Chad. What is it?
Hey, Roland, will you meet me on 146400? 146400. You got it?
K1CJW, clear.
Control. Yeah, I'm sorry, Dave.
KO4NUE,
clear.
All right, Chad, and I got your channel. I'll be back to you in just a second. All right, Chad, does anybody have any fills for Chad's announcement? Anybody have any questions? And that could be you as well, Chandler, if you've got a question.
Okay. Is Chad still on frequency?
I'm still here, Chad. Go ahead, bud.
Chad, you going to stick around for comments. I don't want to take up the road call.
We'll be able to tonight, Chan. We need to get off of frequency and let these check-ins roll in. So let me. I'll give you a holler on the landline in a little while. And are there any questions about the QRM or QRN? Anybody curious or anything? I'll hang around just for a second. Over.
If you don't have a radio, that's a reverse.
And we'll answer that after later on the net. I'll get with you and square you away. All right, Dave, I didn't hear any takers, so I'm on QSY. So sorry to interrupt your net, sir.
Hey, anytime, Chad, that's what we're here for. So no apology needed. We do have another echoing station. Echoing stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Called up before DJW.
DJW. Good evening, Dave. Nice to hear you call the net again. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. I'm here at my home in Pelzer tonight, about to go in the mobile. And I'll be negative and negative today, but I'll be listening, Dave. 73.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4 NNH. That's Fred, who's at home in Pelzer. You're sounding good over the Echo Link station. You got that tuned in well, Fred. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Take care and stay safe. One last call for the Mike through Papa group. If the first letter of suffix your call begins with letters M through P and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Bro, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey, Quebec, KO4DWQ. This is Jimmy down in Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4VWQ. That's Jimmy, sounding good from Anderson this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jimmy. Take care, stay safe. Okay, let's move it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix a call that begins with letters Q through T. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4RVH. My name is JD. I live in Berea. We know traffic still around, David.
For DJW. Check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris, and Liberty, Nader.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KO4RVH, that's JD, over in Greenville, South Carolina. Sounding good tonight, JD. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And KO4QLG, that's Chris from Liberty, South Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. You're sounding good as well. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. Now we're going to open it up to the big group, A through Z. First, if you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DAT, Danny, down here in Gastonia. And please put me out after fall, 73. God bless.
JW. Thinking there's something wrong with my main antenna because the repeater's scratchy for me down here in southern Greenville County tonight. Normally it's not. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo K4XB, Tommy, southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and everyone on that.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize WX4DAT. That's Danny from Gastonia, North Carolina. Sounding good from Gastonia tonight, Danny. Feel free to secure at your leisure. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And K4XB, that's Tommy down in southern Greenville County. Tommy, yeah, everybody, I don't care where you're from, everybody's been clear as a bell to me tonight, even at the very beginning of the net, which is rare. Usually at the beginning, you got to burn off a little static electricity on the antenna or the feed line, but not tonight. It's been like on a telephone call. Anyway, appreciate you. I hope it's not serious, whatever it is with your antenna down there, Tommy. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, sounds like we got everybody. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-2s. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KO4WWV. That's Chandler over in Easley, South Carolina. Chandler, you got a brand new clean shiny stump. It's called W4DJW. Two-meter net.
KO4DJW, can you stand by
for
the at least 95 mile minutes and move on to the next person? I'll be there shortly.
We can do that, no problem. We'll call you back in just a little bit. So we're going to go ahead and move it on up to the next person on the stump, and that is KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, KC4EZN. Good evening, Dave, and everybody else. That tone that other operator was talking about, I just heard, but it was while you were talking. I don't recognize what an APRS tone is, but I've heard that tone about three times now tonight. I say this last time, you were the one talking, so you wouldn't have heard it. The other thing I wanted to tell you, we've been teaching technician license classes up here on Zoom, and it's been an interesting experience. We did it that way last year. This year, the class, we have one fellow from Kansas, one fellow from Pennsylvania, somebody from down your way, and then, you know, some local people. And I guess it was Thursday a week ago, we were doing the section on operating procedures, and we tuned in this net and let the people listen, you know, to how the net was running, and then KI4VLW and I checked into the net so they could hear us talking over your net and how it sounded. And then when that was done, we did a mock net over Zoom, and everybody seemed to enjoy it and be very comfortable with it. So hope that didn't upset anybody down there, but we felt like that was a real good example of how a really well-run net worked, and, you know, to see how everybody did things just a little bit different. That was okay, and don't worry about it. You know, it's not a hard thing to do. But anyway, I just wanted to let you as the net manager know that y'all are a good example of a net. It's KC4EZN.
Appreciate that very much, Harry. glad to have been able to help. We don't really go through a whole lot of training. I do usually walk people through it a few times and offer up some tools. But, you know, people they come up with it that works for them, and that's what works for them. And it's not the same. I don't think there's any two people that do it the exact same way. I think some people have used Excel spreadsheets, some people use the software, some people use a pencil and a pad, right? So it's whatever works for you. It's like you said, it's no hard and fast rules in it. But we do have a preamble that gets followed. It gives you a little bit of guidance about how to do that, and I think that helps. But that preamble has been around for 20 years. That's nothing anybody that's still alive today. Well, I don't know. I heard one of the guys on here the other day that was one of the originals that helped set it up, W4IT, Steve. I did not realize that he was one of the originals, but I think they're the ones that really set up that preamble many, many years ago. So this, it was established. You can't give anybody that's here today credit for that, Harry. That's something that is, we're carrying on a tradition that started 50 years ago.
With just a few words, Dave, the last time when you came back to me, I heard that tone again, and I don't know if that's coincidental, so come back to me with a few words, and let's see if it does it again.
How about if I just give you a silent key for 10 seconds? Okay, you hear anything there?
Clear. But anyway, I heard it again when you keyed up that time, and it just seemed awfully coincidental, but it didn't happen this time, so stash that away in that box that you put things that you don't understand in, and maybe one day when you open the box up, you will understand, and if you don't, you put the lid back on it. That's what I say, y'all. I've got a, a closet full of boxes that have things in them that I don't understand. And every now and then I go through and look in the box, and occasionally I find something that has been made clear, but most of the time I put the lid back on the box and put it back on the shelf. Figure one day if I need to understand it, I will, and if I never understand it, then I probably didn't need it. But anyway, y'all, yeah, that was good. Like I say, we've had a real good class this time, and a couple of the guys have already gotten their licenses, and one came up here with us and tested and went away with his general. So it's been a lot of fun, but we've added a few things, especially when it comes to operating. You've got to obviously know the answers to the test questions in order to pass the test, but this particular module does not have a lot of the practical stuff in it, and it's just, get over mic fright, don't worry about, in nets like this anyway. I think some of the other nets, especially the Oxcom and some of those, have a pretty rigid protocol, but for this kind of net, don't worry about exactly how it's done. Just put your call out or say net control and, let it roll and basically have fun with it. So, but anyway, we'll bounce it back and let you get back with Chandler there. And really appreciate, having that net. It just worked out really well. One of the guys turned the radio on, and we listened to y'all on Zoom a little bit and said, okay, guys, this is what a net is, and that's how it works. And as I said earlier, when we turned that off, then we did a net on Zoom. Let everybody sort of do it. And I think all of us that are working, as teachers, we all did it a little bit differently just to make the point that there's not a chiseled in stone exactly. Radio just beeped at me. It tells me it's time to quit talking. So we'll bounce it back into your court, Dave. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
All right, Handler. Well, Harry. I was thinking Chandler. Chandler's coming up next. Anyway, getting old, Harry. Anyway, glad we could be of service. Glad we could help some small fraction. And yeah, like you said, there's no real strict protocol to it. Once you've been doing it for a while, it's pretty easy. But, getting over that mic fright and squeezing that mic for the very first time, it took me a while. When I learned how to do this, it took me a while to get over that. It's a real thing. It's not just imaginary. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net tonight. And take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Mr. Dave, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little fried joint. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Okay, net control lock to recognize KI4DOS Gary, and he brings with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. And Gary, tell Joy that she won the door prize this evening. She is number 50, and she has to be on your net at Wednesday night to collect the door prize. Copy?
Hey, Dave, I'll do that. Thanks for letting me know.
All right, Gary, we appreciate you for handling that. Take care. Stay safe. Tell Joy we said hello. And we had a recheck, MRA. Fred, go ahead, recheck.
Yeah, for MRA. Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm glad I'm not losing my mind over here because I thought I heard some APRS tones or something going on here and there. But, just want to be glad somebody else is hearing it. And, yeah, the propagation is crazy tonight with the solar flare just hit. It's drove 2 meters crazy. Anyway, you guys take care. 7-3, this is KI4MRA, back to net.
All right, Fred, well, we appreciate that. I did see where Ariel sent out what did he call that? There's a CME that goes faster. He sent pictures of the aurora that was taken in North Dakota because there was a a really, really fast CME coming our way. And it wasn't just green lights, it was also orange lights coming through the poles. All right, so not just the green aurora, but also the orange aurora. I bet you that's got something to do with it, because there's a lot of particles blasting the Earth from the sun right now and wrapping around, and that's giving VHF something to bounce off of. I didn't think about that, Fred, until you said something about that, and now it sort of makes sense. And that could be somebody's got something turned on packet that's 100 miles away from here, 200 or 300 miles away from here, and it's just bouncing over here to us. So there's no telling. Harry said, there's no telling. Anyway, we appreciate that, Fred. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, KO4WWZ, it's your turn again. Chandler, you back? Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KO4WWZ, I am back. I had a question for Gary, KI4DOS, real quick, if that's all right.
Go ahead, call your station.
KI4DOS, KO4WWZ. Still in there? Okay, nothing heard. W4DJW, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, I did see Gary pop in on Echo Link earlier, and then he came in over RF, so I think he must be doing something else, and he was just looking for a window to get in. So he probably had to go back to doing whatever it was he was doing. Anyway, I'm doing pretty good tonight. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Since I work for a school bus office in between runs, I have a little bit of time to go get supplies or do whatever I need to do. And this morning, I got two pieces of 10-foot PVC pipe. And tomorrow, I'm going to be putting up my very first base station antenna. It will be a Diamond H50A omnidirectional. And I've already mounted the antenna mounting bracket onto the PVC pipe when I got home today.
Well, good for you. That can be very rewarding, Chandler. I wish you the best of luck with it. Do you already have a place picked out where you're going to put it up?
Yes. And then, I'm kind of concerned about this one little small thing. I have the first 10-foot PVC pipe that's going to go directly against the carport right across my bedroom window. But the second 10 feet has to be on the connected part of the PVC pipe, and there is nothing for me to help brace that against to, help it stay sturdy against the wind. So my question is, does anybody have any ideas of what I can do to help, make the top portion of the PVC pipe, which is where the antenna will be, more sturdy against the wind?
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, the first thing that comes to mind for me, Chandler, is guy wires. Right? I don't know how tall that is, how big a section it is, or whether it's the rigid PVC or the flexible PVC, the white stuff or the black stuff or the gray stuff. But they make all different grades of it. But first thing that comes to mind for me is a slip ring that you can mount close to the top that has guy wires that go off in all directions to sturdy it. I think that's mechanically, that's the lowest cost and highest strength for the most bang for the buck that you can get are guy wires.
Well, it's the white stuff. So it's 2 10-foot poles that I got a little connector so I could, stick them together and stand them up 20 feet up in the air. And the part where it connects, the first pipe connects to the second pipe, and I put, clip through that little connector there and stand it up. That's the part that I'm worried about. The antenna part, I believe it will be okay, but as for the
portion where the first call connects to the second pole, that's a little concerning to me. I thought about putting screws in it and maybe super glue at the same time to help it stay stuck in there, but I don't know how well that would work. Comment?
Go ahead, comment.
Dave, CN4DJC, I would suggest putting a wooden dial in it as close to the diameter, the inside diameter of the pipe as possible. Put a couple of screws in it, that'll make it, that, it won't separate then.
Hey, W4DJW. I believe we're getting skipping to your Peter.
We are getting a little bit of that. I heard that as well, Chandler. But did you hear Jerry N4DJC? He suggested putting a wooden dowel in there to put the two pieces together with and put screws in both sides of either of the two pieces of PVC to keep them from coming apart. Does that make sense?
It's like a little cylinder piece of wood, you know, just enough to go through the connection part and putting like some detonate screws through it. That would probably, yeah, I think that could work.
Well, there you go. Appreciate that, Jerry. That's a good idea. That's a really good idea. And then maybe at the top of the other end of the 15-foot section, I know that white stuff flexes a lot. And depending on the size of the antenna you put on top of it, it'll have some wind drag against the wind. So you want to do something. That PVC, that white PVC is pretty flexible, so you'll need to do something up there at the other end of it, at the upper end that's up in the sky, to make sure that doesn't wiggle all over the sky.
A longer piece, maybe get a 10-foot piece of wooden dowel to stick in there as well, and maybe put some screws in it.
That's another possibility, but you don't know if you don't try, so I would say experiment and learn. That's the fun part of experimenting. Some things work, some things don't.
Yes, sir. Hey, can I call, see if I can reach Chad real quick?
Sure, go ahead, call your station.
KO4MUE, KO4WWZ.
Go ahead, Chad. How are you, sir?
Don't mind you calling me, son. Have you been listening to this conversation we've been having?
Jerry had a very good idea. But I tell you what, bud, I'll hang around on this frequency after the net, and we'll get it straightened out. Is that a deal?
That's a deal. I have a couple of other things regarding that I need to talk to you about, too. Alright, so this is KO4WWZ. I'll hand it back to you, Dave. Thanks for talking with me. I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, Chandler, and Chad, I'll give you a chance to sign out if you want to. Go ahead.
4EUE, back to net.
Okay, just keeping it legal there. Appreciate it, guys. And that's what we're here for. Appreciate you using that, Chandler. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Comment, Dave.
Go ahead, Harry.
On that white PVC pipe, I might suggest putting a coat of paint on that pipe. Depending on whether it's schedule 40 or, you know, pressure, that's pretty stout. Plus, I didn't know the diameter. But basically, that pipe is not really rated that well for UV exposure. I know, the vent stack pipe sticking through my roof. I painted them black. And again, you can tell over time, we're not talking about days and weeks, we're talking about years, but it might be worth getting a can of spray paint and at least painting the top section, it's going to be most exposed to the sun. With that, we'll turn it back to you, Dave. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
That is a good recommendation, Harry. The PVC that goes through my roof and comes out, the vent pipes that go up through the roof, they go in white and they come out black. So they painted them black as they traversed it from the inside to the outside, probably for that very reason. Chandler, did you pick up on that?
I sure did. Thank you, sir. And thank you, Dave. I handed that to you, KO4WWZ.net, again.
Very good. Appreciate that, Harry.
KJW.
Please check in and out. Kilo 4, Fox.
Uniform KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4FTU. That's Richard sounding good from Slabtown, South Carolina this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Take care, stay safe. And thank you, Harry, for that suggestion. That was a really good suggestion. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, have I missed anyone for comments or have missed any check-ins, call W4DJW. Okay, that sounds like we got them all. Do stop by tomorrow night, same time. Same frequency, and KO4NUE, Chad, will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by, and I'm sure you will enjoy his net as well. Please stand by for my net report. All right, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
Ray, KO4NNH.
From RA, go ahead.
Take note real quick before Chandler and Chad came on for their cue. So you were very quiet during the net. I'm actually also on my way up there to your house.
Change that, Freddie. I'm out back with the FT3, so I was probably not holding it close enough. Is this any better?
I'm still a little bit quiet, but I don't know. I think it might be where I am. I'm in a weird location to where there's a lot of QRM.
To you shortly. SCAF4MRA clear.
Okay, clear.
Morning, you need KO4WWZ.
KO4NUE. Go ahead, bud. How was your day?
It was alright. It was alright. I got these two 10-foot pieces of PVC and that connector, and man, I just started having daydreams of how awesome this might be. the idea about the wooden dowels and stuff, I appreciated that. That 20 Aston power supply I told you about, they shot it up to $60, and they want me to pay $25 shipping for it. And I know that's still cheaper than what you normally pay. However, I think I could get a car battery and a charger. And if you got my text, I think I actually found a solar charger for a car battery, I think, on Facebook Marketplace for $35. The cheapest place I can find a car battery would be Walmart. However, I don't know if I need to get a 20-amp battery or if I look at something different when it comes to car batteries. Over.
I'm just, I'm thinking. So, okay. Give me just a second. Let me think through that for a second.
I'll be on the side.
All right, I'll tell you what. What's the next question? Let me think on that one while you ask the next question. How about that?
That's fair enough. I did leave at 20 feet. Now, this is two 10-foot pipes, so it's just going to be 20 feet. And the antenna itself is 5 feet. So right there is 25 foot, if you really think about it. And that's enough to get up, you know, past the roof of the trailer. Now, as for those wooden dowels and stuff, in Clayton, the PDC. Do you have any other ideas?
So, you bought two 10-feet pieces of PVC, is that correct?
Correct.
So I'm assuming you stood the antenna up and it's a little wobbly, right?
Okay, all I did was I just put the mount on the pipe that's going to be the upper portion, the one that will connect to the ground level 10-foot pipe. That's all I did. We'll be standing it up tomorrow when Mom and Dad helped me getting it stood up, and I run the coax under the house. Just thought about that, because I stood up the 10-foot portion. You know, I just held it up against the cardboard, looking at it, you know, just making sure that the mount would stay on and tight and snug enough where it won't slide down or nothing. And it occurred to me, you know, that portion of the pipe, you know, because it was only 10 feet and it was against the cardboard, it can be sturdy just being tied off to the cardboard. But when it comes to the upper portion, which will be connected to the bottom portion, that part's going to be wobbly because it doesn't have nothing to stabilize itself on.
Got lost in there with wobbly parts and long parts. So basically you're concerned that you're just trying to figure out how to secure the pole to something. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay, well, let's do this. So I got to help the club out in the morning. And when I get done with that, I will swing by and we'll take a look at it together. How about that?
That should be fine. That should be fine. Tomorrow's a Saturday and Dad won't be working. And we'll do what we can to get it stood up tomorrow, whenever we start that. And if you just drop by during that time, you know, my grandfather might be here, so just, you know, in case he needs to get back out and something, just kind of park the truck sort of out of the way so that he can get out if he needs to. But other than that, yeah, that should be fine.
Thank you.
KO4 in UE.
Hey, Chandler. Hey, Chad. I was just sitting here and I was thinking, something I didn't hear you mention, Chad, was the base of this piece of PVC pipe. What's that going to sit on? Is it dirt by any chance?
It's dirt.
Well, I've had some experience doing this, and it will work its way into the ground. It loosens up your guying if you do guy it. And it makes the antenna shorter by a little bit when it sinks into the ground. So if you put a flat rock or a brick or at the very least some pressure-treated, a little piece of fresh pressure-treated wood underneath the PVC, right where it touches the ground, it won't sink into the ground. I thought that might be something you might want to consider. KK4JBQ.
Larry, I appreciate that. I will definitely try and do that.
To interrupt you, you two go ahead.
I had to go up and close windows. It's getting cold in here. So I just got back to the radio, but yeah, we'll put a brick under it. And I'm thinking, Chandler, I'll might need to talk with Mama and see what. We'll leave that at that. I'll swing by there tomorrow, and we'll get it up And so everybody's happy. How about that?
Fine. Just know that me, my mom, and my dad are going to try and put it up, you know, tomorrow as well. So if you stop by, you know, that, I guess that would be fine because dad won't be working. I'll let them know that you plan to stop by and see maybe because it'd be better to let them know. You still got my mom's number, don't you?
I don't think I do, bud. I got your number. That's all I need.
I'll send you her number over to landline since she's got your number because you gave it to her tonight. I went up to the deer camp. I know if you're at the deer camp tonight, if you don't mind, I could swing by and bring these tights to you and maybe you can see better what I'm talking about. That way, you just, you know, maybe you don't have to run over here tomorrow, and I can just run up there as long as you're okay with it. And, me, mom, and dad can try and do this. And, you just, you know, I'll bring it to you, you give me some ideas, and then I'll bring it back home when we do that. That's, you know, up to you. I mean, you can still come tomorrow if you need, you know. If that's how you want to do it, I just wanted to see if I could come up there and meet you real quick. I like the deer camp.
Well, we're fixing to, I'm up here with my wife, we're fixing to bed down for the night. So I think we'll visit another time. But, I tell you what, you tell me. Do you want me to come by and help you tomorrow, or do you got it under control?
Now, let me talk to my mom about that, because I think we have it somewhat under control. I think all I needed was those two tidbits of information about the wooden dowels and the brick and spray paint and, I guess, the top part of it black. Other than that, I think we'll be good. My only question is, what should I do without a power supply?
Let me clarify something. So, let's talk about this PVC pipe for a minute. So, you went to Lowe's and bought two pieces of PVC pipe with a coupler that hooks the two pieces of pipe together, correct?
Correct.
The pipe.
The half. If I'm saying that right, it was 1 inch, about 1.5 inches.
The coupler that hooks those two pieces of pipe together, that's going to be, I don't know, 2.5 inches long. Correct?
Oh, yes.
When you buy the pipe, did you buy any PVC glue?
No, I didn't think about that.
Well, actually, Jerry's idea is the better idea. What I would do is go back to Lowe's and get me a wooden dowel. They should be, 3 feet long. Or you can go to the cabinet section, I believe, and you can buy one 10 feet long if that's what you want, because people use them to hang their clothes hangers on inside closets. Make sure it's, you know, at least 3 feet long, I'd say. And mark the center of the dowel and then slide it in the top and separate the two pieces of pipe. Slide it into the pipe until the top of the pipe hits the center line on the wood, and then drill 3 or 4 holes in it and put your screws in it. So what you'll have is a piece of PVC pipe with about a foot and a half of wood sticking above that. then you're going to take your other piece of pipe, slide it over the wood with the coupler, and do the same. And maybe at 20 feet, you'll be able to stand that up with the antenna. My suggestion would be to try to lean it up on the side of the house and kind of just push it up instead of trying to pick it up from, you know, ground level. But, I mean, if, like I said, if you need me to swing by there, I will. I'll have to get directions again. I don't think I can get back over there again. But, it sounds like you got it figured out. I think Jerry's right, though. I think that PVC would help you. I mean, that piece of wood would help you out a lot.
Comment?